This is Scary Stories for Modern Minds. Episode 19. Overkill. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a household in possession of a Christmas tree and a cat must be in want of some common sense. After all, what cat could possibly resist the siren song of the twinkling lights, the climbable branches, those shiny, sparkly, dangling ornaments? Every year, though, optimistic cat owners worldwide put up their trees and live in hope. This year, one household is particularly determined to keep their tree safe from their excitable cat. And so far, so good. In fact, it's going so well that the family has decided to go out for the whole day and allow their cat full freedom to wander the house, access to tree and all. The curious kitten wanders up to the tree, eyes wide with wonder. He wants so badly to be a good kitty, but certainly one little tap of one little paw against one little ornament won't hurt. Oh no! Whatever will you do, kitten? What a good idea! The cat decides that distraction is the best option. Surely the family will not notice the overturned Christmas tree if all of their beautifully wrapped gifts have also been shredded. Not quite enough. Let's see what else. Brilliant! The cat wanders into the kitchen and walks right through the pies and cakes on the counter, making sure to also knock over the tray of cookies. But is this really enough? What about those stockings hung by the chimney with care? Go get 'em, kitty. Oh, cat, there's a small pile of fabric on the floor. You know what that means. That ought to do it. But the cat isn't finished yet. The cat is, in fact, a bit drunk with power at this point. He dashes through the house, wreaking havoc at every turn. He unravels the garlands on the banisters, swings from the mistletoe hanging in the doorway, leaves paw prints in the fake snow on the table by the front door, scrambles up the nativity scene until it's utterly unrecognizable, and just for good measure, uses the cat door to run outside and behead the snowman. The cat looks upon his now raised kingdom, purring contentedly, and curls up for a long winter's nap. What a happy little kitten. Oh, and the family has just pulled into the driveway. Let's see how they react to their darling cat's hard work. Will they even notice the tree?
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Oh, whoa.
Oh no. Mission accomplished.
Scary Stories for Modern Minds was created, written, edited, and voiced by Caroline Minks, with graphic design by Kate Cipolla and music by Gavin Crockett. This podcast is produced on occupied Appomattox land.